started the teaching, and then I told us that God willing, today I'm going to be continuing. So if you're not here, like the Kineslin who was not here, now, hallelujah, please, if I see movements, I'll just move the service to 3 p.m. because you know that. Hallelujah. Now, you know, when we were doing the Bible study, I saw Deaconess Lynn throwing her hands around. And until she got to the stage, I saw that, okay. So there's the reason why she was like, okay. Deaconess Lynn, how are you? You have a question to answer why you were not here last week. Now, by God's grace, we started the teaching. And in Isaiah chapter 28, the verse number 8 to the verse number 10, we came to that point to establish that God gives us his word in precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. I don't know whether it's a little or little, whatever one you say, depending on which school you attended. And I picked one or two things from the Bible study. And we will go there. Oftentimes it does happen that the synergy between the Bible study and the sermon, you won't wonder that the Spirit of the Living God is actually at work. Now, we talked about the prophet Isaiah was given in the land of Israel, where he was warning. My dear, were you here last week? Were you here last week? You have a question to answer. And yes, the King Divine, you are not here. Where is your ring? Okay. I'm a nigga. Once you are married, man, I'll check you. Now you have mustache because you're married. Hey. Hallelujah. Now, we came to that point where we learned, by God's grace, I don't have too much time, so I have to rush through. Now, where we learned that the prophets on the land were even mocking Isaiah on the basis of how he was prophesying, because he was saying one thing and repeating it and repeating and repeating it, so it was more like a mockery unto him. But actually, he talked about how he presented the prophecy as well. Because ordinarily, if you are talking to a people and they have not gotten what you are speaking across, then it means that you got to repeat until they grasp that message. And today, we're talking about here a little, there a little. Say amen. Now, what does the phrase here a little, there a little means? Now, you can pick it straight away that this one is more of a process. There's no haste in that. And the Bible comes to this point where it teaches us that in life, everything moves according to process. Say amen. Oh, say amen. Now, so I go into it, three concepts that this one talks about. Number one is growth. Everybody say growth. Growth. So now, here a little, there a little means, talks about growth, a gradual increase. And we know for sure that gradual increase lies at the heart of every sustainable growth. Now, anything gotten by haste, the Bible says it will disappear. Real growth is a slow process. It's not something that you move like you're hasting through. And like we learned in Bible study, Deaconess Lynn mentioned that even in our spiritual lives, you do not develop the fruit, as it were, all the parts of the fruit of the Spirit at a go. So it's more like a gradual process, where even when it comes to spiritual growth. Many a times when you are growing spiritually, you don't even realize that until people tell you about it. Now, many years ago when we started, she's here, she knows herself, so when we started, I mean, there's one person that she was not friendly at all, you know, you couldn't even talk to her, you know, relate to her. And you see, once you are growing the spirit, you know that there are some things that are very unnecessary. Now, time happens, and then you grow spiritual. People do tell you, hey, now you've changed. Like, you look at Baku. You know Baku? Baku, those times, okay, you are still growing, you know that. Because you don't join the Wednesday Bible prayer. But he has grown from one point to another, because back then he will come one day, and another day he will not come. Now, except it is birthday, he comes to church. So he's growing. Now, what I mean is that even when you are growing spiritually, people do tell you that you have changed. Look at how you approach things. And indeed, when you are tackling issues, you know that you don't hesitate. There are people at a point of being a baby Christian, they will tell you that somebody insulted me in the church, I'm not coming to church again. Some will tell you that a pastor does not dress well, and the pastor is wearing earring, and so I'm not coming to. That is the babyhood at that point. But real spiritual growth moves as you soak in the word and you learn the word. Here a little, there a little, you grow. Hallelujah. Now I pray that somebody will grow from this word. Amen. Now, number two, this one also talks about accumulation. Here a little, there a little. Now, if you want to grow on anything, last week we learned it, that you do not do one thing and stop. We learned about continuity. We learned about routine, and we talked about regularity. So that if you want to be a champion in anything in any field of yours, you would have to do everything continually, regularly, and routinely. Say amen. And so, here a little, there a little also talks about accumulation. That you, if you, every growth that is not abused or lost will definitely be accrued. And that is what we spoke about in the Bible study in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, the verse number 5 to 7. 2 Peter 1:5-7. It said, to your knowledge, then everything that you have, the Bible is teaching you to add up to it. And besides the giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. So if you are a Christian here, a young man who at the point of coming to Christ, when you see the cleavage of women, you cannot stand it. Now, as you grow, the Bible says that even to your knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. Come on, go on, sir. Go. And he said, even at the point, even at self-control. So if you could not control yourself many years ago before you came to Christ, now, after being 10 years of being a born-again Christian, you should be able to see some things and turn your eyes. Hallelujah. And it says that everything that we're doing here is here a little, there a little. So it doesn't only apply to our daily life, but it also appears to be part of our spiritual lives. And number three, here a little. I'm talking about the concept that come out of that small phrase. Here a little, there a little. Now, number three is diversification. 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 It means that you do not put all your eggs in one basket. Come on here. You do not say that I'm employed, so that is all. Now, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you about myself. Last year, well, somewhere. I was in London some time ago. Not the time ago. It's just last year. In the summer, I was just minding my own business. And I got a message on Teams from my boss that, do you have a minute to speak? Now, those times, anytime he sends something like, do you have a moment to speak? It's more like, okay, there's something that he wants to tell you that he cannot wait for the next team meeting and stuff like that. So why not? I will never forget also. Now, if you don't know London well, then the reason why I've kept it, because it was a painful moment for me. Hello? Now, if you know London, well, there's a place called Elephant and Castle. So this is where I was. And I said, I will never forget, because it will never leave me. And then he called me, okay, I'll call to call you. Then he called me on Teams and he told me that, boy, you are losing your job. And this, I'm telling you, it just hit me like that. Like, hello? And this is last year. So it's not too long ago. And a company that I have worked for worth like 10 years, he just called me. And even as he told me, The whole thing was that he was not even supposed to tell me. The whole thing was, the whole plan of the company was that you just be there, you call, you come to the office, sign here, you are sacked. So he was even magnanimous to tell me that in 2 months you are losing your job. Hello? Now, why I'm talking about that? I'm talking about here a little, there a little. So you do not put all your eggs in one basket and I've got a job and that's it. One day, God forbid, but you may rise and they will tell you that you do not have a job again. You cannot do anything. Now imagine if you are living on month-to-month basis that, okay, 15, my salary will come. I'll consume it. I'll send some home. I'll use some to chill. I'll use some to go for holidays. And they tell you that you've lost your job. Here a little, there a little. Hallelujah. So diversification, as a Christian, you should not put all your eggs in one basket. At this point, I told you last week. Even if you choose to save 1,000 crowns every month out of your salary, give it time. Hello? Here a little, there a little. Now we know for sure that even God did not create the whole world in one day. Give me Genesis chapter 1, the verse number 1 there. Now the Bible talks about the systematic and the process through which God created even before he created man. And he made sure he put everything in place so that when man comes, he's going to be a manager of the things that he's given. Even God created the world. Here a little, there a little. Hallelujah. Now, as I spoke about it last week, that this is something that I taught 6 years ago when we were upstairs, and I remember, I won't forget that Kweku was there, so he should be able to tell me, he should be able to preach with me, Dr. Kweku, to come and preach with me. Now, I spoke about the Amazon River. Now, the largest river in the world is the Amazon River. Now, if you don't know that, I've told you today. Because if you don't know, I reckon I didn't attend Mendel. You probably attended some Charles University or some Masaryk University somewhere. Now, if you attended Mendel, you know that the largest. Now, Amazon River is not the longest, but it's the largest river in the world. Say amen. Now, I will tell you some facts about this river that I've written down. Now, the Amazon River provides 20% of the world's fresh water. It covers 40% of the whole of South America. Now, also, you'll be helping with Google, because I'll be saying some things will be a bit controversial, and then we'll find out if it's true or not. So now the basin of the Amazon River covers 7 million kilometers. 7 million kilometers squared, let me put it that way. And this river pours tons and tons and tons and tons into the ocean. Now it travels about 7 kilometers before it gets to the ocean. Now by the time it gets to the ocean, okay, please give me something like a rectangle, okay, and project it on the screen. Rectangle. I want you to be fast, please. And I'm going to be dealing with figures as well. So, by the time the Amazon gets into the Atlantic Ocean, the width of it is 120 miles. Now, if you want to see how 120 miles is, picture the distance between Brno and Prague. I don't know the distance, but it should be around us. I know it's over 200 kilometers, so 120 miles should be that. Check for me. Oh, boy. Now, give me a rectangle, and let's check that. If you know a rectangle, you attended Mendel, you know that this is a rectangle, right? Okay, so the TV is even a rectangle, right? So this is the length of it, and this is the width of it. Hello? Now, the Amazon River, by the time it gets to the ocean, this width alone is 100, like the distance between here and Prague. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going somewhere, so listen and follow me. If you're not here, 6 years ago, like my sister Eunice, who was in Ghana, chilling and eating banku and fetridechi and all those. Hello? Great. So now I have a rectangle on the screen. At least if you don't see, the shorter side is the width. And by the time the Amazon River gets into the ocean, that width is over 120 miles. Okay. Now, you may want to wonder what it is about. Now, that river that is the biggest in the world, supplying 20% of the world's fresh water, starts from a mountain cliff in Peru. If you have been to South America before, it's a country called Peru. And this river cuts across the nations of South America, from Peru, it goes to Colombia, to Ecuador, to Bolivia, to Venezuela, before finally hitting Brazil. And that is how huge this river is. But I tell you what, if you have time, go, when you go home, just go Google the source of the Amazon River. And you see that Amazon, that biggest river in the world, starts from a trickle. Hello? Now, I'm talking about here a little, there a little. Zechariah chapter 4, the verse number 8 to 9. 8 to 10, actually. Zechariah 4, 8 to 10. Now, if you know your Bible really well, you know that Zechariah was a young prophet who was after the people had come out from captivity. Remember, last week, God used Isaiah to prophesy. They're going to go into captivity. Here, the prophet Zechariah is talking about after they have returned from captivity. And this time around, they came to me that the temple that was built, the temple of the Lord, had broken down. And it was time for them to build again. But when they checked the work progress on it and how huge the temple was, they were not convinced. How are we going to finish it? Like I talked about the last time, if you think about that, okay, my salary is like 15,000 shekels. It's barely enough. Why do you tell me I should save? But the prophet Zechariah said, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, now, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. I prophesy to somebody here today that whatever you have started in your life, you shall bring it to a complete end. Oh, you are not hearing me. I said, whatever good work that God has started in your life, he will finish it. He said, the hands of Zerubbabel has started and laid the foundation of this. And he will finish it as well. Here a little, there a little. Hallelujah. You shall not be stuck on the way. You shall completely say amen. Now Job chapter 8, the verse number 7, a very, very popular scripture. Job 8, the verse number 7. He said, though your beginning was small, your latter end shall greatly increase. Am I talking to somebody here today? Your beginning is small, but here a little, there a little. God says that if only you walk in his ordinances, you shall not lose that growth, and you shall greatly increase. Hallelujah. This is a scripture that everybody knows. And why am I talking about this one? Now, we looked at the point of the start of the Amazon River. And we know that if only you do not cut the growth process, you shall greatly increase. Say amen. Oh, say amen. All of us do contend with smallness. All of us do contend with smallness. From the backgrounds that we come from the schools that we attended, from the resources that we do have, all of us at one point in time we do with the little things that we do have. But God says that you have started a good work, and whatever thing he's doing in you, he shall bring it to a complete end. Say amen. Though your beginning is small. I don't know about you, but throughout my life, I've never seemed to have enough. It hasn't happened. Except probably you are dead and gone. Today you are looking for a good wife. You find a wife, you are looking for a child. You got a child, you are looking for money to take care of the child. You are looking for money to take care of holiday or him on holiday. Like every day things do increase. And every day the economists will say that the human needs or wants are insatiable. Hallelujah. But here, God is saying that whatever be it, we shall greatly increase. Say amen. So we should know that we should not despise the days of small beginnings. Hello? Now sometimes when you get to a point, I don't know about you, but many of us are from Africa here. And then the last time, many years ago, I said over here that now it's changed. But back then in Ghana, to get a passport is even a prayer topic. The passport of your own nation, you have to pray and pray and pray and get connection and... Hello? So the backgrounds we come from, even the country we are living, you see, there are some people here, all right? In fact, it is their desire that they would have been in Canada or US or UK or somewhere like that. And I reckon that there are many of us who probably, when we told family that we are going to Czech Republic, some had a question, where is Czech Republic? Where is that? If somebody asks me, is that in Asia? So we are dealing with smallness because even where we are, people see us as small. But here a little, there a little. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Your end shall greatly increase. Amen. Now, so to come to that point of increment and exponential growth, number one, you should not despise the days of small beginnings. Amen. You should believe in the days of your small beginnings. And that is a word to the very young men under the sound of my voice who are seeking to get everything before they get married. Now, we are African, so if a woman is not married, that's not a problem. Nobody can pressure a woman to marry because they don't propose. We are Africans. Even Margarita is an African. She's Ghanaian. So they are excluded. The men, if I see you are going, you are not married, I start questioning you. Are you... souls are dying. I told you about souls are dying many years ago. That there was this young man growing in the church of Reverend Steve Mensah. Prayer warrior. Massive prayer warrior. Hey! So aren't you going to marry us? Oh, Reverend, souls are dying. We have to win souls for Christ. Souls are dying. Then he will later discover that the guy was a gay. Souls are dying. I curse the spirit of souls are dying from you. And you know, Reverend Stevenson is a very funny man. The way he was presenting it was like he was in church. Somebody came to report, Reverend, this is your son. We're in relationship. He said he wouldn't go on and... Ah, you're in relationship with... Then this is a man talking about a man that we're... So sad. So for every young man waiting for the time to get everything before you get married, it is not possible. You might never get there. You believe in the days of your small beginnings. Take the step of faith and God will perfect that end. Say amen. God says that the hands of... why are they talking at the back? Why are they doing this here at the back? So sad. Is anybody telling Brother Keon that souls are dying? Souls are dying. He has to win souls for Christ. Hallelujah. So sometimes when you check where you are, and when you check your vision, where you want to go or where you want to get to, you see that there's a gulf of difference between where you are. But God said, despise not the days of small beginnings. And somebody said, if you don't have money, how can you marry? You can marry. Why not? Go to Abet. Genesis, eh? Get Genesis, you get some jackets. When you go to Abet, you see the Tesco value drinks. They're even nicer. She's talking from experience. Maybe that's... So the Tesco value things, just buy them. Pastor Morris is here. Counselors. Pastor Alex, where are you? You're gone. Don't be so sad, you know. Hallelujah. Now, if God wanted you to be born in the richest of families, he would have done it. He could have done it easily. If he wanted you to be born in the house of Dangote, he would have. But God, out of his own infinite knowledge and wisdom, he knows that one day he's going to use you to perfect his work. People will come to your source and say that, hey, this is how far this person has come. Look at where she started from. Look at where God is taking it. Little by little. Here a little, there a little. Hallelujah. So we should not just be envious of the, I don't know where you come from, but Ghana, from whence I come, there are lots of stories that we see, oh, small girl with a big God. But later you realize that the person is selling drugs. So do not be envious of the big things that you see on social media. God has started a process with you. Here a little, there a little. If only you walk in his ordinances, he will take you to a glorious end. Hallelujah. We said here last week that if you desire that happy home that you see, it is not something that you always get and get an impartation from a pastor, but it is a conscious effort to forgive, to ignore, to respect, to love. That is why you see beautiful marriages around. Here a little, there a little. Say amen. So let me just descend from the spirit. Let me come to the flesh. And I tell you, if you have a paper, let me give me one paper here. Give me one sheet here. And this is the now. If you have a paper like this one, scientifically, remember last week I told you that if you read the Bible 15 minutes a day throughout the year, you will read the whole Bible. And I know that somebody did not try it. Now, if the 15 minutes is too long for you, what you do is that you do it 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon, 5 minutes. And these days we do have audio Bibles, so you don't really have to. You just put your AirPods on, you listen, 5 minutes, you are done, and by the end of the year. Now, if you have a sheet like this one, and you fold it like that, and you fold it again like that, and you fold it again like that, and you fold it, how many times have I done so far? You see, some people are not Mendel graduates, so they don't. Okay. So now, look at it. This is the first one, right? Please, are you watching? I'm struggling to fold it, right? But you see, by the time, if this one was possible for me to fold 42 times, how far do you think it can go? Now, if this one is possible for me to fold it 42 times, it can get to the moon. I know somebody does not believe what I'm saying. Also, please go on Google and say, folding a paper 42 times, let's see how far it can go. Now, if you're able to fold it 52 times, you get to the sun or to the sun. Look at projecting for me. Now, if you are able to, now it is practically impossible to get a sheet that you can fold up to 42 times. Now, but scientifically, it is proven that if you're able to fold it 42 times, you'll be able to get to the moon. Okay. Well, as it's working at it, let me try to. I told you that I'm descending from the spirit, I'm coming to the natural, because as spiritual people, as Christians, we don't just have to be living our lives haphazardly and trusting in miracles all the time, because the miracles are done by God. He decides when to do it and when not. Okay. So folding a paper 42 times, and let's see what the answer is. Okay. Now hear me. So I've come to that point. Let's do it, the physicality of this one. Here a little, there a little. Now, the King Divine has been in this country for almost 12 years. 11 years. You are more than 11. That's why I said almost 12 years. Now, I won't talk about Minister Kiom. Well, he has been there for like 800 years already. Now, if at the time that the King Divine came, let's finish up this real quickly. At the time that the King Divine came, at that time he was only Brother Divine. Hello. If he had 100 cities, 100 crowns, I think I'm missing Ghana. Somebody should take me to Ghana. 100 crowns, and he decides that every year he's going to double that amount. At the end of the 10 years, do you know how much you will get? Okay, also, let's go. Now, project a calculator for me, okay? Project a calculator for me. We're going to do some figures here. And then, like I said, we are doing spiritual things. We are doing here a little, there a little. The hands that have started good work, God says it will take it to a glorious end, but it takes a conscious effort as a Christian to get money. Hello? Now, I told you last week that out of anger, reluctantly, out of what my God told me, I decided to save 5,000 crowns a month pre-COVID. By the time we got to COVID, the money had grown exponentially. Great. Now you give me 100 crowns there. So 100. Now, so in the second year, you would have how much? Hey. I said, listen, now, if he had 100, right, and he decided to double that amount every year, now, so he has 100. You came in 2014. So by the end of 2015, how much would he have? Please, times two. Double. I don't even know why you don't understand double. No, he's doubling the amount every year, all right? So the second year, he has... On the third year, he's going to double this one. He's going to have how much? Great. So 400 on the third year. Hello? Now, on the fourth year, double of this one will be how much? Let's go, sir. Let's go, sir. 3,200. Which year is this? Sixth year. Okay. And the seventh year? And please, are you watching? And the eighth year times two. And the ninth year and the tenth year. Great. So let's pause here. Hello? Now, so if he had 100 crowns and he said that every year, not 1 week, not 1 day, not 1 month, the whole year, I'm doubling what I have. By this time, he should have 204,000, 800,000 sitting down. Hello? Consider the 11th year. Now, I want you to check this one. Now, on the 10th year, if he decides to cash out, he has only 204,800. Now, if he goes to the next year, double this amount for me, sir. Now, somebody says that 10 years is so long, but he's been here for almost 12 years. Minister Kim has been here for 800 years. Mugabe. And you look at it. He started with only 100 crowns. Now, on the 11th year, now, check the 12th year for me. 12th year. The 12th year. Times 2. How much does he have? But I ask you what, divine, before God, man, do you have 819,000 crowns sitting on your account? He has it in the spirit. Okay, no problem. Now, my point is, look at it. We are talking spiritual things, but we're also talking physical things. Assuming you are in the office and they say that every month they are going to take 200 crowns out of you for Provident Fund or something like that. You're going to be saying that my net is 18,000 check crowns. Why are you taking my 200,000? Why are you taking my 200 crowns for? Hello? Here a little. There a little. By the 13th year, sir. By the 13th year, sir. If he decides to, he has 1.6 million check rounds. So you see, you can be a billionaire in check rounds, no problem. Whatever the currency. No problem. Even if we are supposed to, look at it. Even if we are supposed to be in Naira. Hello? Please, let me finish quickly, okay, so that I don't drag the service into a seminar. Hello? The man said you are a millionaire in check rounds. But being a millionaire in check rounds, is it bad? If you have 1 million check rounds, is it bad? That's well about maybe $500,000. Thereabout. I don't know, maybe $200,000 actually. Yeah, whatever. But you see, the concept of it is that the unit of measurement, whether Naira or Australian dollar or Liberian dollar. But the thing is that by the exponential growth that we take for granted, hello, the things that you do, you know how women, let me just come to our daily lives as well. You know how women are created? I told you the other time when I was talking about marriage, that whatever you give to a woman, she takes it, she processes it, she doubles it and gives it out in double measure. Hello? Now, so that if you are with your woman or your wife or whoever, and you say, get away from my face, look at her head. Now, she's taken it and kept it. I don't even know why I married a woman with this. Whatever. She takes it and she keeps it. Now, one day, you wake up and you see that your wife or whoever is moody. Then you go about saying that, I don't know what I've done to her. She's like this. She has kept it and kept it and kept it and kept it and kept it. God is my eternal witness. Yesterday, I called somebody, a man, a young man. And he told her, I don't know what I did to her. I was asking him about himself and his wife. I've not done anything. In fact, he said, I've not done anything. But you see, by the time a woman explodes like that, there are so many things she has. Hear a little. Oh, come on, I'm out talking to her. Hear a little. So you see, the things that we do take for granted, you can say anything to a woman and think, oh no, as a man, this is nothing. It's piling up here a little, there a little. The 100 crowns over 13-year course. If that growth is not cut off, but you see, if he decided to cash out at the 10th year, he was only going to get like 204,000. But just 2 years later, look at the exponential growth. Kwame, do you have a million checkers? Come and see me. Now, I am not talking out of vacuum. Now, when you are teaching, you might have as well experienced it. Hello? Here a little, there a little. God says that though the beginning looks like this. Now, many years ago, when we got a job in AT&T, they were paying, actually my salary was like 26,000. Thereabout, yes. And we were part of the first black batch that were employed in AT&T. Myself, Enyonam, Kizito, and Francis. Four of us. And I was taking higher than eventually I found out because I was doing customer care with MTN in Ghana. And maybe so that was experience. So I did AT&T for maybe less than a month. But you see, that 26,000, no, they will not pay anybody in AT&T 26,000. I doubt. Gross. You won't start. Because times are going, inflation and everything. That is what I'm talking about, the here a little. There a little. At that point, you could easily say that my net is 17,500. What am I doing with this one? So if you are a Christian and you live hand to mouth knowing that 15, they'll pay me again. And you consume everything. Every time you be praying, that is what the Bible said. Even to your faith, add virtue. And everything that you have, add it to it. Because there are some people who can pray really hard, but they do not know how to hold money. There are ones who can really fast, but you see, they will use their money to chase after one girl. Do not waste your youthful age. You see, we are here today. One day, I just looked at myself in the mirror and I realized that now, gray hair is normal like my brother here in our family. But I realized that mine, in fact, is increasing exponentially. So it means I'm growing. And I know for sure I'm not going to live in somebody's land forever. Now, if you dare make the mistake and think that this is your home, you are a liar. Hear a little. Oh, come on, hear a little. The hand of Zerubbabel was made the foundation. God says that even though you are taking little, even the job might not be what you desire, whatever thing, assume it's your best job. And if it was not for the redundancy, I hadn't even made up my mind that I was going to leave this job. Because it was so flexible, I could travel to any part of the world and work from there. I mean, sometimes 4, 5, 6 months, I hadn't been to the office. Sometimes you could close the laptop from Monday to Thursday. Friday, you could do every job. So you have something doing. So that job was so flexible. But I tell you what, one day Job woke up and realized that everything that he had lost it. Now hear me. God forbid, in the days of adversity, if all you have is your job, here a little, there a little. Please be on your feet. And let's ponder over the work. That yes, we are praying, but we are not going to be stuck at being the ability to pray. Some people can pray, but their problem is gossip. They will gossip up everybody's dress. Giving out scripture there, 2 Peter chapter 1, the verse number 5 to 7. And let's all read through 2 Peter chapter 1, the verse number 5. He said, please, let's go ahead. All of us are reading together. And besides this, giving all diligence, please give me NKJV. Let's read again. Let's start from the verse number 5. Let's go. NKJV. Okay. Let's go. Self-control. Hello. Some people. Now, I used to be there, so I'm not ashamed to talk about it. Temperament that we had. Temperament. Now, we are Christians, but we get angry at the least thing. We get provoked at the least thing. Now, we learned it in Bible study, and we are learning it here again. It says, to your knowledge, add what? Now, self-control is not only about the temperament, about the young man that I talked about. The young man cannot see a figure of a woman and be cool. Self-control. And to your self-control, add what? And perseverance, add what? Come on, go, sir. And then to godliness. And to brotherly kindness, what? What? Love. So our sister said, she knows some Christians who cannot exhibit. And I believe that it is something not too far from us. Sometimes the things that we can say behind others. But God said, here a little, there a little. You've been born again for the past 10 years. Add to virtue, knowledge, and as you are in that company, AI is here. It has come to stay. And more things will come. You sit there and be doing away. Where is A? Where is B on Word document? Add to your knowledge virtue. Osafu, please, I'm done. Come, sir. Come, sir. You want to give a clap offering unto God?